Now, we'll come to some of the political matters on the programme shortly, but we begin today by marking a very tragic anniversary, because it was on this day, March 18th in 1977, that six-year-old Mary Boyle disappeared. She was visiting her grandparents' house in Cashelard in County Donegal when she vanished. And Mary was a much-loved daughter and sister, and she was also an identical twin. I've been speaking to her twin sister, Anne Doherty, who began by telling me what she remembers from this time 46 years ago.
We had to go on the day before to my grandparents' house for my uncle's anniversary. And we got up on March the 18th. We helped Granny feed the animals and do, you know, work about the house, whatever. And then we would have had dinner and that. And myself, my brother and two cousins went outside to play. We asked Mary, was she coming out with us? And she said no, she was staying in to help with the dishes. That was the last end that we would have saw of her.
And yourself and Mary, for anyone who doesn't know what you look like yourselves, you were identical twins.
We were identical twins, yeah. We used to play jokes on the neighbour, like she'd get to know which one of us, and then we'd go and change clothes, you know, and she wouldn't know again. So, yeah, we were totally identical, yeah.
What do you remember about her? What kind of a girl was she?
Mary would do the talking for the two of us. I was the quiet one. She would be more feisty, so she wouldn't... You know, she would stand her ground. She wouldn't take nonsense.
So on that day, she had stayed in to help and you were out playing in the garden. Did your parents think that she had gone with you, or at what point did they notice that she was missing?
They thought that she was out playing with us, and Mum came out to see, were we all right? And when she noticed that Mary wasn't there, she asked us where was Mary, and we had just said we hadn't seen her from dinner time.
And how long a time had passed while you were out in the garden since you'd last seen her with your mother?
I'd say about maybe half an hour, at the very most 45 minutes, but probably about half an hour.
And when you pieced it together afterwards, where had she gone and who was she last seen with?
She was last seen, she followed an uncle who used to live on the ladder back to a neighbour's house, and she followed him over the field. He just said that she followed him and that she turned around and went back to the house. But she never made it back to the house.
And how far a distance would it have been for her to cover?
Three fields, I think it is, between them. Like, you would see the roof of one house from another. It wouldn't be that big of a distance.
So you don't believe that she lost her way back? It was a fairly direct line, even for a girl of that size?
No, I don't think she lost her way back, no. I think that if she had, I think we would have... But the searching was done at the time, she would have been found. So, no, I don't think she did.
And at what point were the Gardaí called, and when did they start aiding in the search and asking people questions for when she had last been sighted?
As far as I know, it would have been in the first couple of hours. I think it was near enough 6 o'clock. I think there was one fishing at a lake. And they drove in and informed the guards, because there wouldn't have been as many phones or whatever even at the time.
So from what you're saying, there was pretty much an instant panic once she was discovered missing.
There was.
And can you give people a sense of, you know, what kind of an area was? Is your grandparents' house, is it near a village? Is it down a remote road? Is it in the middle just of fields?
It's down a remote road. There is a back road to Ballyken, but it is a very, very remote road, and most people wouldn't even know that road existed. You know, you wouldn't see much traffic on it.
And do you know from your own memory or from talking to your parents subsequently how long the search went on, how many days, how long you stayed in that area desperately searching for Mary?
I think we stayed about 6 weeks, and then we would travel up and down every so often. A search would be on, but I think we stayed for the first 6 weeks. There would have been an Irish gather presence, and I know that there was a folk festival or something going in Ballyshannon at the time, and it was announced at the folk festival, and people came out, and I think I'm right in saying folk festival. There was a festival anyway, that, you know, but there would have been a big presence at the time. I think even the army came out to help, and, you know, there would have been big searches.
You ended up being involved to a certain degree in the search yourself by way of a reconstruction. Can you tell us about that?
Well, my uncle, like, he said to me, Anne, we're going searching. So I was delighted to be taking part in the search, because before that I was kind of shielded away from the search. And me and him went so far to where thought Mary was last seen. And then he put his hand in his pocket. He took out a torch and he says, "Oh God, I have a garage torch." And I says, "Oh, I'll run back with it." What I didn't realise at the time, that's what they were doing to get me to do the reconstruction. But like, I made it back to the house. Now, I think I did take little detours, but I did make it back.
So they were trying to find somebody who was exactly the same as Mary in terms of looks, size, speed, and to see whether or not you'd make it back to the house and how long it would take you.
They did, yeah. And like, I did come out the other side of the house and came out the far side, but I did make it back. Do you know what I mean? That I knew straight away that I might have taken a wrong turn, but I did make it back. Like, I was knew what direction to be going, so I'm assuming that Mary would have known the same. You know, that being twins, like, I'm sure that she should have been able to make it back too.
Now, you say you were 6 weeks at your grandparents' house. You eventually went back to your home in Kincastle. It would have been coming up on you and Mary's 7th birthday at that stage, and also your first communion.
That's right, yeah. The local priest, I think, held off the communion kind of as long as what he could, but then eventually he had to go on ahead and have the communion. Like, I had to do the communion on my own. I remember being spoiled that day, and, you know, everyone being very nice and giving me money, and, you know, but like, it was tough having to do it on your own without Mary.
And it was the first of many kind of life's benchmark events, confirmation, 18th birthday, 21st, all of which you had to spend without Mary.
I always thought of her anyway, but she should have been at my side. But like, I always kind of felt she kind of was anyhow, because if anything important would come up, say, even the birth of my kids or something, that day, something would come up about Mary, which I kind of took it as Mary's sign of, look, I'm still there with you. You know what I mean? Or anything, even, you know, the time I got married or any big occasion, something would come up and around that time about Mary. Like, it might just be something in the paper, or, you know, that you wouldn't be expecting. You know, that she was kind of nearly always beside you. Like.
And by that, do you mean that for a long time, as a child and even into your teenage years, you still hoped that somehow she'd turn up alive?
I did. I did, up until I was maybe 18 or 21. I was thinking, well, you know, maybe on her 18th birthday she'll come back, or her 21st. But then I kind of grew up and kind of looked at the situation and said, oh no, maybe not. Like, as a child, I thought, oh my God, that's a huge area. Like, but when I seen it as an adult, I said to myself, it's not as big an area as I thought as a child. Like, do you know what I mean? But when I looked at the situation, I said, no, something's not right here.
You came to the belief that she died on the day she disappeared, did you?
I did, yeah.
Under suspicious circumstances?
Yeah, definitely under suspicious circumstances, yeah.
And with a particular suspect in mind?
Yeah.
And is it your belief that her body was hidden somewhere near where she disappeared and that it might indeed still be there?
It is, yeah. It is. There wouldn't have been the facilities back then that you would have now. Like, there'd be equipment you could use now that wouldn't, you know, have been in use at the time, or there'd be new technologies or better facilities now to do searching.
We did ask the Garda Síochána for a statement on this, just about the status of the investigation, and they say that the investigation is ongoing under the direction of a senior investigating officer based in Ballyshannon, County Donegal, and a serious crime review team. Review was completed in 2017. Are you still in touch with the Garda about this, and have you made clear your desire to see another search carried out?
We have asked the guards for a few different searches and they haven't materialised, so for whatever reason or another, we weren't gained access to, or allowed access, or they just didn't go ahead.
And your mother is still alive?
She is indeed, yeah.
A relatively young woman at this stage. I mean, what has been the impact on her over the years, and what are her hopes?
Well, she would hope as well that with Mary being found, like, it's been very, very hard on her, like, losing her child. Like, it's been very hard on her. And it's been very tough down through the years for her. Personally, I've tried everything that I can think of to get Mary's remains found and give her a dignified burial, because I think she deserves a dignified burial. I don't think it's too much to ask for, you know, to have a grave to visit.
Your father, unfortunately, if there were to be a breakthrough, he's no longer with you, and he died prematurely back in 2005.
That's right. Dad was thrown to sea in 2005. He was a fisherman. He went to his grave not knowing, and you know, just to put an end, for everyone's sake, for Mum's sake, for everyone's sake. No, like, it's all we want is closure.
And your uncle, who was the last man to see her alive, or the last person it's believed to have seen her alive, he subsequently died as well.
That's right, he died in January.
And what impact has that had on you? He died quite suddenly.
It was very hard. Very, very hard. In some ways it makes you lose a bit of hope. You know, if you could just, even if someone came anonymously and, you know, said, she's there, no one would ever have to be, you know, it's not about justice, it's about getting Mary buried, giving her a decent Christian burial. Well, it's not about, you know, going after anyone, it's not about any of that. Like, it's about giving Mary the dignified burial, and giving my family closure to move on. I want to put an end to it, so that everyone can have a peaceful life.
And that was Anne Doherty, the identical twin sister of Mary Boyle, speaking to me a little earlier. And Mary is the longest missing person in the state. If you have any information that may assist Gardaí, do contact Ballyshannon Gardaí Station on 071 985 8537.
Saturday with Conamo Mungon on RTE Radio 1.